Many clinical trials and clinical research in general in this country have been with middle-class white Americans. And in terms of medications and devices, they of course have to be approved by the FDA. So traditionally, pharmaceutical companies that lead research in that area have argued that they really need people who are going to be retained in studies and are going to be adherent to the protocol. So their angle is they want people that meet that criteria, and in their minds, that's middle-class America. To some extent, there's some truth to that. So this issue of working with underserved populations, or in particular ethnic minorities, there's always a concern of retention in clinical studies and clinical trials. I think those issues are driven more by socioeconomic status rather than race or ethnicity per se. So those are often confounding each other. But it's more the issue of that populations that are from low socioeconomic status, be they white or African American or Latino, issues of retention are harder. They're competing priorities. Sometimes the priorities are maintaining jobs, taking care of children, finding food for children, and things like that. Even transportation can be a major issue if there's not a car or things along that line. So traditionally, researchers have found it easier to work with middle-class Americans, or in their mind, surrogate for that is white Americans. But the bottom line is that if you remain committed to the process and committed to it, often the clients themselves can be quite committed, so that we've seen retention rates of 80% and above at 6 months and 12 months, which is really almost on par with other researchers.